From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. At least 25 dead in Pakistan. Two back-to-back bombs went off Friday in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 25 people and wounding more than 100 others. The blasts occurred in a crowded market of Parachinar. A member of parliament from the area told the local media that a low-intensity blast occurred during afternoon rush hours before a second powerful bomb exploded. The lawmakers said he anticipated the death toll will increase. Hospital sources said more than 30 wounded people were brought in from the scene in critical condition. The population in the area where the deadly blasts occurred is predominantly Shiite Muslims. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the deadly blasts. The attacks happened hours after a car bombing in the southwestern city of Quetta. Speaking Friday in Brussels and on the one-year anniversary of Britain's decision to leave the European Union, Prime Minister Theresa May addressed the fate of the 3 million EU citizens who call the country home.
I want all those EU citizens who are in the UK, who've made their lives and homes in our country, to know that no one will have to leave. We won't be seeing families split apart. People will be able to go on living their lives as before.
May spoke on the residency rights on the second day of the EU summit. Her offer gives EU nationals who have been living in Britain for at least 5 years the same rights they now enjoy. May also said the government will set out more detailed proposals on Monday. EU leaders are not convinced her proposals are adequate, saying many other questions remain. Other topics addressed at the summit were terrorism, migration, and other issues. This is VOA News.